Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093. 1093.
I guess you don't have to, but you need to.
He hits one high and deep left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
All right, friends. Hello. Welcome to the program, the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. Gary Yancey, Chuck, all in the studio with you. Coming up on the program today, Coach Chris Malloy will be on, the Ole Miss men's golf coach. We'll talk with him, and then we'll have some football discussion coming up as well in the back end of the program with our friend Harry Harrison. Your text messages at 662-426-1093 and more. Let me tell you about First South Farm Credit, 100 years of experience. Supporting rural communities and agriculture, ready to serve you through your financial journey. It's First South Farm Credit. Hello, gentlemen.
What's happening, Gary?
Did you hunt eggs? Did you get some Easter eggs?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Grandkids did, anyway.
What'd you do last Monday?
I was down at Dancing Rabbit.
I figured you were golfing.
Yeah.
Y'all still picking up 8-footers for pours?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Sometimes 12-footers. And definitely 12-footers for birdie.
In the bag.
Yeah, I mean,
already on the scorecard.
I played two rounds and probably didn't hit five greens in 2 days.
What kind of shape is it in?
It's in good shape.
Good
Yeah.
Good.
Sand traps need a little work, but that's usual, normal at this time of year, you know.
Yeah.
It's in good shape.
Good.
A lot of gambling, too. That was a lot of fun, too.
Always is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I broke even.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah. You won then.
Yeah, I won.
Yeah.
He was the big winner. All right, what about you, Yancey? How was your weekend?
Man, it was good. Outside the Ole Miss baseball games, you know how wrapped up I get in those. But Easter was great. Kids are healthy. Wife's healthy. I'm healthy. So it's all good.
Excellent. So, Rebel baseball, and I know we're not going to get as deep into it this show as we have in past. Lost to Little Rock in the kids game.
Yeah,
those kids games have not been good for Ole Miss over the past couple of years. And then the first two in South Carolina before the run rule on the weekend. And Coach B was on earlier. We'll answer at least one of your questions from the text message line from what he said on Super Talk Radio earlier. But and I said it on my show Saturday. I mean, you can change the pitching lineup. You can do what you want to do. But when you went back, and I did, and I printed out the first game, what would be the Friday night game of each? And obviously we've had some Thursdays. We've had some rain that's made a little mix in there. In those first 3 to 4, you were scoring 10 runs on 14 hits, 9 runs on 12 hits, 7 runs on 8 hits. In the losses, just like the one against South Carolina, it was 2 runs on 4 hits, and they were solo home runs, right? The bats had gone quiet in that first game over the last 3 to 4 weeks, and you still had opportunities to win them. To me, the answer was not as much maybe changing who pitches Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but Sanford finding himself again, Humphrey starting to hit like he did at Louisville, and Mormon, who struggled, and they at least hit at least for one day on the weekend in Columbia.
Yeah, Mormon's just been in a horrendous slump. All SEC, I think he's batted 167.
You look like you disagree with me on the rotation thing, though.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, you can't get 2 1/3 innings off of your best pitcher, right, for the weekend.
Yeah.
And he's continuing to come in with Ole Miss down. They've lost 3 Friday night games in a row, Thursday, whatever game they're played on, 3-2. And they've got it. So they need a dominating performance to get them out in the lead or somewhere around it. and not going to their
but
best
pitcher. Don't you
think
that means score
down
4 to 5 runs?
Sure. No doubt about it. Yeah. No doubt about it.
I mean, it's a.
Well, I mean, that you're facing their ace, too.
Yes. You know, exactly. So Ole Miss has to shut them down. And I think Morris gives you the best chance to shut down on Friday since you're going against the other staff's best pitcher.
Let me go
ahead. But you're exactly right. It's the hitting. They've been impatient, they're jumping at pitches. They're not getting a lot of waltz this past week like they were beforehand.
And they hit a bunch of ground balls, as I read off too. Like they, in the first two games, there were 27 ground balls.
Yeah. And I think, you know, your leading hitter in SEC play, Randall, didn't even play over the weekend. You know, it just doesn't make any sense.
Let me go ahead then and answer the text about, you know, Coach P and what he said. They actually had planned on bringing Morris back again on Sunday. So I think that's what they're leaning towards. If they don't stretch him out the 4 to 5 innings, is pitch him twice on the weekends.
Yeah. No, I would like that.
So that
because right now you're only getting your closer to go one opportunity a weekend, right? Because Connor Spencer has sore shoulder. So if Morris could come in multiple times, then that changes my whole ideology on it.
Right.
But you can't just bring him in one time for 2 1/3 and you're down.
And that was what it sounded like the plan was, and then they scored 7 runs in the first and got the run rule and they didn't need it.
And gave Spencer another week to rest that shoulder.
So it sounds like maybe Morris can pitch a little Friday and Sunday and use Spencer on Saturday.
Yep.
Bottom line, this is a huge series coming up.
Absolutely.
Huge.
We'll get to Yancey's 5 things a little bit later in the program. Coach Chris Malloy joins us on the other side.
Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford, we want to see you satisfied. If you don't see what you're looking for online or on lot, it could still be yours. From the model you want down to the color you're after, we got you covered. Don't see the one on our website or at the dealership, we'll find it. Test drive a new Chevrolet Equinox or tell us exactly what you're searching for today. Let us do the legwork for you on all your new or pre-owned vehicle needs. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats the Cannon deal, nobody. Together, let's drive.
Hey, my name is Chris Wade. I'm with First South Farm Credit. When you're looking to buy land, it helps to have someone who can assist you through the process. Land is a special thing. It can serve as an investment or a legacy that you pass down to your children along with the love of the land. That's important. At First South, we offer long-term financing at competitive rates. Call Oxford at 662-234-5015 or Tupelo at 662-842-2454 and become part of the First South family.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate.
The experts at Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine are the trusted orthopedic team physicians for your Ole Miss Rebels. Their specialists provide elite orthopedic care using state-of-the-art technology and personalized treatment plans to get you back on your feet faster. From mom's sprained ankle to your son's football injury, Oxford Ortho is here for your family. With offices located in Oxford, Batesville, Grenada, Hernando, Cleveland, Calhoun City, and Tupelo, their physicians are always close by when you need them. Oxford Ortho and Sports Medicine is the official orthopedic team physician for you and your Ole Miss Rebel.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
We have those text messages coming up a little bit later on. More of them, shall I say, at 426-1093. and Harry Harrison to chat some football with us at around 6:30. We'll do your injury report. We've got a little bit of everything to get to, including Ole Miss men's golf. Let's bring in the man himself. Here's Coach Chris Malloy. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
Coach, you got back that number one ranking going into the SEC tournament. Just kind of tell the audience out there about who your guys are and what kind of game they have and where they're playing right now going into postseason.
Yeah, no, we got a good group. And it's basically our same nucleus as we had last year when we made a run and had a successful year. Didn't end the way that we wanted to last year, but certainly kind of part of it. And it starts with us. It starts with Michael Asasso. Michael's a junior, Raleigh, North Carolina, transferred from NC State. He had an exceptional year, second-team All-American last year, trying to be a first-team All-American this year. He's been incredibly consistent. And then in no particular order, really, we have Cameron Tankersley, another junior. He's from Dixon, Tennessee. Has played well for us throughout the year. Tom Fisher, another junior from Birmingham, Alabama, just got his first collegiate win last week down at Old Waverly, Mississippi State's tournament. He and Mike Tide for medalist honors. And then Kai Meeks is our lone senior. Kai is from Walnut, Mississippi, not really where you think of to it's a recruiting hotbed as much for Ole Miss golf, but sure enough, we got a good one out of there. He's had a good career for us, looking to finish strong. Just been again incredibly consistent. And our new face this year is Cohen Trolio. Cohen is a transfer from LSU. He's a junior for us, so he's going to have another year. And is had a great fall. Struggled a little bit at the beginning of the spring, but is really turned the corner and really added another punch in the lineup for us.
Trolio is that Trolio from Old Waverly?
Absolutely. Yep. Exactly. His dad, VJ Trolio, that's been at Old Waverly forever, teaching pro, and Cohen's younger brother Collins was already on our team. Collins is our sixth guy this week, and he's a sophomore for us. So we've done well in that regard.
Yeah, VJ's a good guy, good teacher, too.
Coach, to my recollection, this is Ole Miss's first time, and Chuck, I know when Watkins was here back in your time in the 80s and stuff like that, they maybe got top five, but isn't this the first time Ole Miss has been ranked number one in the country, Coach?
Yeah, it is, and it's been great. In our ranking system, it isn't – just kind of voted on by others or any of that. It's a computer, ranking. So we don't even, we Golf Week and some others will come up with kind of a, preseason publications, but the ones that matter for our sport are all computer generated and go by the numbers. And, they don't even really come out until, middle of October. So it gives you some time to, everyone gets some tournaments under their belt and get that data, in there in the system. And yeah, so this is the first year, and we're up. I think we got as high as number three last year, which was, the highest ever to that point. And then number one has been pretty cool.
Who's your biggest competition in the SEC championship, Coach?
Well, I'd say everybody.
Yeah, like every other sport in SEC.
Yeah, and, it's funny, I love it. People look at baseball this year and they look at, you always kind of look at football and we talk about how tough it is. And there's no other sport that's deeper and tougher than golf, in the SEC. I think if you look at it, we're number one in the country. Auburn's number two in the country. Texas is number three in the country. So there you go. There's a lot of margin for error. And then, Oklahoma, four or five, LSU's right behind them, and then Florida. So, listen, if you don't pay attention, take care of your own business, and play well, and you're going to get boat raced over here. And I've come over here with some pretty good teams and actually played fine, you know, maybe not great, and we played fine, and man, we got our doors beat off of us. So we gotta buckle down, and it'll be a great test. But man, this is why you come to the SEC, and this is why you coach in the SEC.
Does the course favor anybody, Coach?
I really don't think it does, and that's why, you know, it's been here since 2001 or 2002 over here in Sea Island, and I think that's why we've all agreed to keep it over here. I don't think it gives anybody a clear-cut advantage. I think a team that plays well in the wind, you're right on the ocean, so that wind has a tendency to kick up, especially later on in the afternoon. So a team that can you know, control their ball, can flight their ball, you know, maybe that's a Oklahoma, that this is their first time over here. So I think a team like that, you know, probably as you get later on in the afternoon, they may have a little bit of an advantage. But no, I just think, you know, everyone's capable. I mean, I really do think out of the 16 teams, you have 12 of them that are capable of winning this week.
How good are your guys in the wind?
We'll see. I'll tell you in a few days. they've been pretty good, and you know, we were at Old Waverly Mississippi State tournament last week, and couldn't have been better prep. It was, you know, we played 36 holes on Monday, just had an unbelievable day. Guys played well, and there's a little bit of wind, but when we showed up on Tuesday, that final round, I mean, the wind from start to finish was pumping through there. So it was a great test. It exposed our guys. They played well. I think we had the low round of the day still, but we got exposed, and we, which is perfect. You know, it was a perfect situation. You got the win. You had the, you know, clean sweep of the individual honors, but we also got humbled a little bit too, and got exposed, and had some things to really work on this week to prepare.
How can you say you got exposed when you shot 39 under?
I'm just telling you, Chuck, it's very tough to do. I'm with you. So you know me as a coach and as players, we try to find that sliver of something that we can work on and use as motivation, and we had just enough, so it was a perfect balance.
Coach, one last thing quickly before we leave. What is the format differ between the SEC and the NCAA whenever you get into it?
You know, it's, you know, we mirrored the SEC championship after the NCAA championship. Once we switched to a match play component, so the NCAA championship will be 54 holes. So it'll be four rounds of stroke play. They'll crown an individual champion, and then they'll take the top eight teams, and then those top eight go into match play. So one versus eight, you know, 2-7, you know, so on. We did basically the same thing here to help all these teams, you know, all of us, to prepare for the national championship and have it just be like a preview. The only difference is we do three rounds of stroke play. They crown an individual champion, and then they break it down to the final eight teams, and then we get after it.
Coach, we have about 60 seconds left, and you've got some golf fans that have texted in at 662-426-1093. They're skipping the SEC tourney. They want to know about regionals, and obviously I don't know if you can answer the one about locations of NCAA regionals, but they do want to know if there's a possibility you could host an NCAA regional.
No, and that's a great question. Ours is it's pretty dumb. I hate to say it. You know, they put in bids about 4 and 5 years in advance and award out some sites, and it shouldn't be that way. We're actually trying to get a change. So the locations are set. Tallahassee. Is one of them. Auburn is one of them. They'll be the host school there because they'll be a number one seed. Virginia, not University of Virginia, but there's a site in Virginia that'll be one. University of Illinois will be one. Reno, Nevada, and then Seattle, Washington. So, you know, you'd like to say a little bit closer to home, but you have to be prepared. And that's why we don't just play on Bermuda grass throughout the regular season. We travel around and we go to different locations to get on those different grasses. So,
Coach, good luck this week. We'll be keeping a tight look on you. Thank you for your time, buddy.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck.
Howdy, toddy. Thanks for
you
having
too.
Me on.
Howdy, toddy.
Can you imagine? Years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a proven process, working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, FariseGroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, Southaven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student-athletes, and the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student-athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hotty toddy. And go Rebs.
My name is Connor Griffin. I'm thankful for Mississippi Sports Medicine just for all that they've done for me.
All of the doctors there, they just care about our children, and that's just so important to me as a parent. It's very rewarding to have compassionate people as a part of our family's health journey.
You kind of learn your body at a young age, and if you want to perform at the best, your body has to be at the best as well. At the end of the day, it's my body before a game, so I got to take care of that when I need to.
Mississippi Sports Medicine has 21 subspecialized physicians, urgent care, and no referral needed. Learn more today at MississippiSportsMedicine.com.
You know what makes a good football team? Players with heart and lots of practice. In fact, that's also what makes a good law firm. At Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law, we've had lots of practice and we've got plenty of heart. We're out there fighting the big insurance companies every day. After a car or truck wreck, let the pros at Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law level the playing field between you and the insurance company. 662-533-9111.
Campbell Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Campbell Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Well, we thank Coach Malloy for being on Men's Golf. Top of the nation, rolling down to Sea Island, and they'll get a chance to play in the SECs coming up Wednesday, I believe, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be big. I mean, you know, the Lady Rebels did it, what was it, about 3 or 4 years
ago?
They won it all, and I know all the success the football's having, the basketball's having. You know, there's a lot of pressure on Chris. He wants them to do well, and I think they are.
Don't forget, Braden Thornberry won individually the NCAA title.
That's right.
So golf hadn't been exactly shut out.
No, but that's why Malloy was here. He's just, I mean, he's totally turned that golf program around. I can remember where it was when I was in college to now. You know, they were ranked, what, 30, said last year, got up to 3. They're up to 1 this year. They shot 37 under at Waverly. I mean, it's a great, great team and program he's built.
Cannon Cleary McGraw brings our text messages to us, ccmoxford.com. We got a couple. We'll start with this one, and that is, who are the seniors on the baseball team?
Let's see. You got outfielder Mitchell Sanford, shortstop Luke Chang, outfielder Ryan Mormon, then these pitchers, Connor Spencer, Gunnar Dennis, Riley Maddox, and Connor Chisholm. So not a lot.
Did I miss? Is Mason Nichols?
Yeah, Nichols is
one. Okay, Mason Nichols.
I may have left that one off when telling you about
it. Now, you got several juniors, though.
Yeah. And you really don't want a ton of seniors on your team because that means they didn't play well enough to get drafted after that third year, right? But you know, that 22 team had quite a few, and we saw how that ended up. So, I mean, baseball, like all other sports, are getting older and older, and now the money they're making, some of them are going to be staying through their senior year.
Mason Nichols and Isaac Humphrey. I didn't go deep enough down on the roster, Chuck, when I was reading them off to
you. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't get into the 40s and 50s with the numbers, and so those are the ones.
Mm-hmm.
Your transfers in.
The transfer
and
outfield.
And your Jackson prep pitchers, right?
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
Because everybody else, you know, Gunnar Dennis transferred in, all the rest of them transferred in at some point.
Some point.
Same with Spencer. So that's where you are in that regard.
But really the legitimate question is, who are your seniors and juniors?
Correct.
Because your juniors, a lot of them will leave, you know, go to pros.
Yeah. But with the NIL now, you know, that's going to change the game, some
could.
Of that. You
it
know,
could,
because
yeah.
The lower round draftees are not going to be making what the NIL could probably give them. Now, if you're top 5, 6, 7, 8 round pick, then you're going to be gone.
All right, before we get into the injury report, and I know you're probably going to answer this question, Yancey, in the recruiting portion of things, but the text message came in is, what do you think about the running back from Troy? Whichever one of y'all wants to go into that one that apparently is transferring into Ole Miss.
I think he's okay. He's a good pickup. You know, you're hardly going to see great players in this portal, in my opinion.
This window.
You know, this window is more guys that they didn't have a great spring, or, you know, their team's trying to move them out, or, you know, or they're trying to move up a level, like this kid from Troy. I think he's good. He's fine. He's a good addition. What I'm hearing, I heard today, is we're probably going to have some 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 guys that are going to transfer out after spring training. And I heard some names, but I'd rather not put them out because they may not leave. And coaches are trying to save a couple of them.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I think looking at the news, like, right, so Tennessee's quarterback goes to UCLA.
Mm-hmm.
The quarterback from App State had transferred to UCLA. He's now transferring to Tennessee. What in the world?
Oh, man. Yeah, it is what it is.
You've got
to learn to navigate it, and I don't think anybody's navigated it any better than Ole Miss from a collective standpoint and from a head coach and coaching staff standpoint. I think we've navigated this what I would call muddy system as well as anybody.
That's polite.
The numbers have just gotten just crazy. It's more so in basketball than football because there's, you know, you're funding 13 and not 85. But
I tell you what's going to be interesting, boys, if the revenue sharing passes, and that's going to supposed to be, what, $20.5 million?
Yeah.
The players are going to figure out pretty quickly that's less than what they're making now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And you're going to see some lawsuits start flying. So this thing is far from decided because I don't know if they'll stick to this, but the collectives aren't going to be like they are now. You don't just write a check now for a kid out of your collective. They have to actually go through a clearinghouse, find out their commercial value, and then any deal they get has to be a legitimate deal. Like that NIL was supposed to be all along. It's not just, hey, come over here and we'll give you another $500,000.
Yeah.
But
that was shot down in court, and then they appealed that decision, and so now they're waiting on the appellate court there on that decision. So, I mean, I don't – you know, who knows where it's going to go. I don't think they're going to be able to control the collectives like that. I think it's needed. I think there needs to be some order. But I just don't – I don't see how you can start telling players – they're only worth that much for this commercial you do or that signature for fair market value, because the fair market value in L.A. for cutting a commercial for a restaurant is going to be a hell of a lot different than it's going to be in Oxford, Mississippi.
Yeah, and I'd
right?
like to.
So, I mean, that's going to open up a can of worms.
That's
then
what
you're
I'm telling
just getting
you.
Big market, fair market values. They're going to go where all the big towns are.
But that's where that's what I'm trying to tell you. This is going to create lawsuits.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. It's just, I mean, but thank goodness we have Beard and Lane and Walker Jones and Keith Carter and Glenn Boyce and all of them that are heading this thing.
Coming up next, Harry Harrison will move the five things from Yancey, and we still got your injury report to go. So hang on.
You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate.
Roof leaks can disturb your relaxing weekend or put your business operations and assets in jeopardy. Riverland Roofing is a licensed, insured, and certified roofing contractor that offers clients quality solutions that suit their budget. As a certified GAF master contractor, Riverland can offer warranties that can last a lifetime, servicing five states, including Mississippi and Tennessee. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing covers what matters most, home or business. Find out more at riverlandllc.com or call 844-901-ROOF.
Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's.
At Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford, we want to see you satisfied. If you don't see what you're looking for online or on lot, it can still be yours. From the model you want down to the color you're after, we got you covered. Don't see the one on our website or at the dealership, we'll find it. Test drive a new Chevrolet Equinox or tell us exactly what you're searching for today. Let us do the legwork for you on all your new or pre-owned vehicle needs. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody.
Together, let's drive.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse.
Were you hurt in a car wreck or a passenger in a one-car accident? Call our trained professionals at the Maxwell Law Firm in Greenwood, Mississippi. Call 626-885-0529 and let your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist at Maxwell Law Firm help you when you need it most. 626-885-0529, your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist. 213 West Front Street, Greenwood, Mississippi. Hotty toddy and go Rebs.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
This portion of the program comes to you thanks to Gateway Tire. They've been helping us since 1924. 54 locations, 6 different states. Gateway Tire goes the distance for you. Let's bring in the one, the only, All-American. Here's Harry Harrison. Hello.
Gentlemen, what's going on tonight?
Oh, it's all good, Harry. Talk good to us a little bit. Did you get to go to the scrimmage Saturday?
I did. I got out there actually before they got started good and quizzed a couple of the coaches and especially the offensive line coach, kind of picked his brain a little bit. But got a chance to see the scrimmage. Defense was ahead of the offense. Defensive front was ahead of the offensive front. We played the entire spring with our two starting tackles. You'll have Diego Pounds at left tackle and you'll have Jaden Williams at right tackle. Neither one of those guys were in there. So they were experimenting with one of them was a transfer, Wilkins, who I think it's PJ Wilkins, who came over from Charlotte maybe. And he played guard and he played tackle, so he can back up either way, but he'll be a big force inside. And of course Kutas from Arkansas, I think, banged up an ankle about halfway through the scrimmage, so it took him out. But he's had a good spring. He'll be probably the starter at one of the guards, maybe right guard. He can play both, and he also might be the backup center. I think he will be the backup center. So I think when all is said and done, that offensive line will be good. He liked the way they were blocking from a run standpoint, guys. And I point blank asked him, I said, is this going to be a better offensive line than last year? He said, no doubt. We're going to be able to run the football better. So
what's he saying about Bryson? I'm sorry to interrupt you there. What's he saying about Bryson Sanders at center, Harry? Because, that's a position that last year struggled some. We got to get better there.
Well, no doubt. And Bryson Sanders is a starter as of right now. He's high on this Kutas kid. So if Sanders were to falter, Kutas would be the starting center.
Chuck, I got you.
That's what I would think. I really think that he'd be the guy to start there. So I think we're in good shape with those two guys. Whoever wins that battle, and hopefully Bryson Sanders will win the battle because he's starting his third year, I think. And it's time. He certainly looks the part. He's a smart kid. Those guys know better than I do how good his feet are, where he needs to be blocking and all that good stuff. But, yeah, we got to get better on the inside at run blocking. And they're happier with their running back situation this year, too, than they were last year. So I think that we've got a lot of options there with Diggs and Kawan Lacy gives you that explosive guy. And then you got a couple more guys coming in too. And I think Dominic Thomas. I wouldn't want to have to lower my head and hit him. He's about 225 now, and about 5'9" or 5'10". So he's a bowling ball. So he'll give you another option too. And then you got a transfer guy coming in, and you got somebody else. Well, the JUCO guy was probably not going to play all year. I think he was injured coming in here. But hey,
Harry.
Yeah,
if Thomas is 5'9", Yancey's 6'2". Okay.
Well, they're both about 225, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so.
Hey, 208, Harry. 208.
In my limited observation of spring this year, the thing that stuck out to me as something that needs a lot of work was the secondary. And you're the secondary expert. What are you seeing?
I see the same thing, Chuck. I've said all spring, we need to have more length on the back end of that, meaning safeties. I thought Sage Ryan kid from LSU was going to be 6'6", 6'1". He's about 5'10" or 11", and then you got the Gushikin, I think the way you pronounce it, came in from Washington State. He's 5'11", possibly. But we need some more length back there, Chuck. I don't think they're totally happy with those with that position yet. I really thought T.J. Banks, came last year as a freshman. He's going to be he looks like a safety, 6'2" and 195, and just rocked up. I think he eventually will be a all conference safety. But they were short on corners, and they put him at corner last year just to kind of see if he could play that position, and he can. So he can definitely play corner. But I see it is long term, and they didn't, of course, you got to understand, they didn't ask me any of this. This is me and you talking.
Yeah.
But I think TJ Banks is a safety in the future. He may be a corner this year for starter or depth or whatever it is. And of course, they've gotten two more portal guys that have checked in. I was talking to one of the guys that evaluates, portal guys before the scrimmage, and he said, believe it or not, we just got this guy committed 5 minutes ago from South Alabama, so they were excited about him. I think he gives us some length at 6'2 or 6'3. I think he's a safety, but and you got the corner from Clemson, and They still shy out there shopping.
And you know, Harrison,
he was really high on this offensive lineman from Maryland. Started a bunch of games as a true freshman, so he thinks he can play inside or outside. So he's really excited about that guy.
Also, we didn't get to see Braxton, the kid from transfer from Arkansas,
who is
rehabbing from an injury. But I understand
he's
got a chance
coming in there. And I was told whatever he had was kind of a long, you know, it's going to take a long time to get that rehab. And I didn't ask. You know, I didn't ask what his injury was, but whatever it is, it's taking a while. I think Jalen Braxton, he's a 6-foot corner. And you got, number 32 that's been around for us, Chris Graves.
Yeah.
He didn't practice at all. So those two could potentially be starters at corner. You know,
they
played a lot of snaps.
I'm hearing conflicting reports that Chris it may not stay, and then I hear he will stay, and then I hear he won't stay, and it's just going back and forth. So we'll see if he gets in the portal in the next week or so.
Well, it closes. Doesn't it close this week?
Yeah, I think so.
What is the date? I can't even remember.
Today's the 21st. I think it closes on the 25th, maybe. I don't know. I don't know exactly. You guys are more up to date on that than I am. But, the Maddox kid, a quarterback, got hurt 10 days ago, had to have surgery on his right thumb, which is his throwing hand, and I thought he was having a pretty decent spring as the backup. And of course, he got injured. Our starting quarterback is Austin Simmons. He's clearly head and shoulders ahead of everybody else, and should be. He's been here, what is this going on, his third year?
Yeah.
He'll be a redshirt sophomore, but
right.
I mean, he should be the guy. But he's a very smart kid, 6'4", can run, got a great arm, great release. You know, the difference now is, Chuck, he's not a relief pitcher anymore. He's got to be the starter, and that's a whole different set of values, a different set of pressures that come with being that starting quarterback in the SEC. So hopefully, and I think he will. I think he'll step up and be the guy. I think he can be an all-star type candidate, but only time will tell.
I think we signed another quarterback, too, to come in and
we did. He
back him up.
Division II, was in the national championship game. I don't remember if he won it or lost it, but I think he was in the game. But I don't know much about him. I'm assuming they signed him, obviously, as some backup. But you never know. Who knows? All it takes is a quarterback getting – let's say this. There's not many Jackson Darts out there that get hit as many times as he did and keep getting
that's
up
right.
and coming back to the fray. Yeah.
A little tidbit on that, Harry. The day we signed it, Archie Manning texted me and said that we got a good one, that kid can play.
Trinidad Chambliss?
Yeah.
I usually
– kid that just came in the portal?
Yeah.
Okay, well, good.
And I always – bow down when Archie tells me somebody can play. I believe him.
I do, too. Number one, he'll tell you the truth. And then number two, he's a really good evaluator of talent, especially quarterbacks.
Yeah.
They rushed for over 1,100 yards last year. And I hear they're going to put him in a lot of run packages. So I think that's kind of what they're aiming for him. He'll come in kind of like Piggies did last year in that jumbo package, right? Who knows?
It's a different league, guys. Just remember, it's a big step up in division.
Ain't no doubt about that.
To whatever he was, I'm not sure.
No doubt about that. He's got some size, though, Harry. He's 6'1", 200. So, he's got some nice thickness to him to handle the pound and if they use him in that package, and I think that's what they plan to do.
Harry, I'm a little disappointed about Akilo Stone leaving because he's senior, and I thought he was probably the fourth best tackle we had. It's probably going to be in the rotation pretty heavily. Wonder what they're going to do there.
Chuck, we got some young talent that nobody's heard of, but it's really good. Obviously, Xavier Harris is going to be a starter. Probably the other starter would be Eccles, number 52. Might even be Jam Brown
down
the coast, Jamarius Brown. He could be. So those three guys right there are really, really, really had a good spring. And then you mix in some other guys, the Cam Beavers kid from Bay Springs, and of course the Maddox kid, he's really should still be a senior in high school. He came in and he looks the part already. Obviously comes from a good bloodline. His dad played that position for quite a while. But, those guys are young, and You haven't heard of them, but they can play. Kilo Stone would have definitely been in that mix. He might have been the third or fourth guy. But he was always undersized, Chuck. He was always 6'1". He was always about 280 or 285 and, not what you want exactly, but was quick and made a lot of plays. Didn't play a lot of snaps just because we had a great rotation. But, yeah, will we miss him? Yeah, we'll miss him. But I talked to Coach Shorner Saturday also before the scrimmage started. He said all these young guys, if you go back 2 years or 3 years and you look at J.J. and you look at Jared Ivey, he said those young guys are better than when they got here.
That's encouraging. That's really encouraging.
That's a big statement.
Harry, which group, position group, surprised you the most in a good way this spring after you just kind of going into the spring and now after the spring's over, what group you said, man, they're a little bit better than what I was projecting them to be?
I think the linebackers, Yancey, I think they definitely stepped it up. I tell you, the guy who is going to be a rising star is Taj Chambers. They got him listed from Missouri State. One of the coaches told me he's from Montana State. And so they thought I don't know where he's from. The roster says Missouri State, so I'm going to go with that for lack of not knowing. But they thought they got a steal on this guy. I mean, he's really had a terrific spring. And of course, nobody's unseated Tyler Banks. He's been there. And I saw T.J. Dottery Saturday. He was dressing out. I said, man, you going to try to play today? He said, man, I really want to play. But obviously he never got in there, number six. Dottery, but you mix him in there with Banks, and you mix the guy that I just remember, Chambers, and then number 30, Jaden Yates, and you've got a good package there, Yancey. I thought they really stepped it up, and I think and then number 12 that came in here,
Andrew Jones,
also would be he and Yates are probably one step behind Taj Chambers in my estimation. That doesn't mean anything, but they're really good and they can play. So I think we've got a good group of those guys. I really think that group probably as a whole was the best group. Now, defensive front, you had some guys that played some snaps and some that hadn't played a lot of snaps, but they just dominated the offensive line most of spring just because, no starting tackles, younger guys, especially when you got to the number twos on offensive line. Tight end is good group. Well, I think wide receivers, they hit a home run there. I think Harrison Wallace came in from Penn State. It's a really terrific receiver. And then the guy that was talking to me about the portal guys, and he said the guy you hadn't seen all – we got to find him. It came in here from Traylon Ray from West Virginia.
Yeah,
he said he is a star in the making, and I didn't see him one play out there all spring. So I'm not sure what his injury was, but this guy was really high on him, and he's one of the evaluators of this portal talent. So you mix him in there, and of course there was a high school kid that came in named Winston Watkins, number 16, and a slot player behind Caden Lee. Really had a good spring. I thought he really put himself in a position to be in the rotation. So, and then Luke Haas at tight end, number 9, had a good spring. He's going to really be a good guy for us. Daquan Wright played some, even though he had a black jersey on. And then, you talk about Caleb Odom, who's 6'5". Not going to run off and leave many corners on the outside, but if you flex him out in like a tight end position, he's going to be a mismatch for linebackers. He's going to be a mismatch in the red zone. He's going to definitely have a place there too. So, but not a burner, not a guy that's going to run off and leave a corner or leave him in the dust. He's just not. He's kind of a tweener from a size standpoint. He's not a DK Metcalf, my speed guy. Not many of those that weigh, they're 6'3 or 4 and weigh 230, that's for sure. But anyway, I thought the wide receivers had a good spring. DeJean Stribling will be definitely in the mix. Number one, came in from Oklahoma State, 6'2, 200. He looks the part, real physical looking guy. He got hurt last week or 10 days, so not sure what his deal was, but he was not, in there much Saturday at all. He was in a black jersey, but I think he's the speed guy that could take the top off along with Harrison Wallace, number 2. So I think they did well. Of course, you know, you can't say enough about Caden Lee. I mean, you know, I don't mention him enough just because we know what he can do and how good he is at the receiver position. It's fearless. Comes across the middle and never drops the ball. Doesn't care if he gets hit. I mean, just fearless.
All right, Yancey, thanks. Great. Pardon me, Harry. Great stuff.
Harry, thank you, buddy.
Harry, guys, as we'll always, couldn't do it without you. Really appreciate your analysis.
All right, brother. See you.
Thank you, buddy.
See you, buddy.
You too.
Quickly, let me mention Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, 662-513-2000. Any quick injury that you want to give out before we go?
Oh, there's a ton of them.
Yeah, we'll have to go over that on the next break.
All right, well, we got five things. We'll do injuries. We got some updates to get to you, some recruiting. We'll pile it all in in the next 5 minutes. She's all right, she's all right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
Looking for the right place to get your game day colors? Rebel Rags has the largest selection of Ole Miss merchandise anywhere, including football jerseys in every size and color. Come grab them while supplies last. Rebel Rags also has game day polos, sideline gear, tailgate items, and more. Famous name brands like Nike, Under Armour, Columbia, Drake, Coliseum, Champion, and Comfort Color t-shirts. Check out Rebel Rags' new entrance off Jackson Avenue with plenty of parking, or shop online at rebelrags.net. Rebel Rags, owned and operated by Rebel fans for Rebel fans. Sell them, Molly.
Rebel Rags, anything, everything, all. Miss.
Hello, this is Parker Guy from Tico's Steakhouse. We opened a second location in Oxford, Mississippi this past spring and would like to invite anyone visiting Oxford, whether it be for a sporting event, visiting kids in school, or just a weekend getaway, to join us for the same sizzling steaks, healthy pours, and family atmosphere that has been serving Mississippi for over three decades. Our hours are 4:30 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 4:30 to 10 on Friday and Saturday, with brunch from 10 to 2 on select Sundays. Please visit our website at ticossteakhouse.com or call our phone number at 662-638-3181 for any questions.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
All right, we got to hustle, so I'll do mine first. It's SEC and Ole Miss news. Really, it's just Ole Miss news today. And we'll talk about Van Atkins and, of course, the South's leader in the state jewelry. Diamond Solitaires, as Chuck always says, you know she's worth it. Former Ole Miss Rebel, current Philadelphia Eagle A.J. Brown speaking at commencement at Ole Miss. That comes up at 9 a.m. on May 10. And the other thing goes to women's golf, since we had Coach Malloy on. And Caitlin McNabb, even though they've won a national title, Caitlin becomes the first medalist at the SEC Women's Golf Championship. So she did that, and they're waiting to find out their regional. Now back to that injury report. What we got?
Well, A.J. Brown was injured a little bit because he had his car stolen over the weekend. I don't know if y'all saw that or not.
Yeah, I saw it.
Wide receiver Samari Reed, wide receiver Dylan Alford, wide receiver Jordan Smart, wide receiver Devin Price, tight end Daquan Wright, wide receiver Deshaun Stribling, wide receiver Caleb Oden, quarterback Pierce Clarkson, offensive tackle Diego Pounds, offensive tackle Jaden Williams, wide receiver Caden Lee, linebacker T.J. Dottery, defensive end Deshaun Womack, defensive end Princewell Umanamelin, and cornerback Cedric Beavers, defensive end Suntarian Perkins, and linebacker T.J. Dottery were all in black the last time I went to practice. I don't think half of them are even hurt, to be honest with you. But they're in black, which signifies injury. So take it for what it's worth.
Five things brought to you by Outback Steakhouse and our friend Steve Grantham. He operates nine of those in Mississippi and Tennessee.
Yeah, Ole Miss won their first nine Friday night games, but have now lost their last three. Maybe it's time to shake up and throw in Mason Morris on Friday with Elliott on Saturday. Morris is Ole Miss's best pitcher, and only getting 2 1/3 innings out of him for the weekend while they're behind is not the recipe for success. In fact, the last 20 innings Morris has pitched, they haven't pitched with the lead. Thought number two, the question now is who comes in for Morris on Fridays. I think either Nichols or Maddox could handle that duty, but Nichols has done this before and has been very successful. Thought number three, offensively, Ole Miss needs to get back to being patient at the plate and working the pitchers. When they get in trouble, they get too aggressive early in the count and swinging at pitches you can't be very successful, which creates easy and quick outs. Thought number four, I'm going to go out on a limb here and predict this. Ole Miss will win at least three of their four ball games this week. After losing a gut-wrenching series to Tennessee, the last thing they needed to do was go back on the road. I look for them to come back home this weekend, get well, and take the series against Vandy with perhaps even a sweep. Yes, I said it. Thought number five, the football staff continues to amaze me at how quickly and efficient they get things done in the portal. Simply amazing what they accomplished in the first week of the spring portal at key positions of needs.
All right, we got 4 minutes left. So, Yancey, 2 minutes for you and Red and Blue Chip Recruiting, brought to you by the Grove Collective. Trying to help our Ole Miss student-athletes in the NIL marketplace.
Yeah, portal commits this week were Maryland offensive tackle Terez Davis. He's a freshman, started a few games, played in 10. Troy transfer running back Damian Taylor, 5'10", 195, rushed for over 1,000 yards. Clemson freshman transfer Tavoy Fagan, that plays cornerback, has 4 years of eligibility. 10 tackles, 4 games. South Alabama cornerback Ricky Fletcher. He's actually from Durant, Mississippi, 6'3", 200. He started all 13 games for South Alabama in 23. And then Trinidad Chambliss, the quarterback that I mentioned earlier, rushed for over 1,100 yards this past season. Football portal tidbits, Boise State defensive lineman Braxton Feely, we're talking about Stone, who could be a candidate, is down to Ole Miss, Cal, Georgia Tech, Miami, TCU, A&M. I hear that he could be coming in for a visit very shortly.
All right, and let's go to the good, the bad, and the ugly. Brought to you by Riverland Roofing, your locally owned roofing firm. Inspections, new roofs, maintenance programs, home or business, they've got you covered. Here's what you do.
Well, obviously the good from last week was the Rebels winning the Saturday baseball game over South Carolina 12-2 to at least salvage one win in the road series after losing four straight games. Rebel offense finally came back to life with 13 hits, two home runs by Mitchell Sanford, one by Will Furness, and a grand salami from catcher Austin Frawley to cap a 7-run first inning. Mason Nichols had a solid 5-inning start, and Will McCausland finished the game off in the 7-inning run rule contest. The Rebels concluded spring practice Saturday, and apparently Coach Lane Kiffin was pleased with most of the work. The staff was able to identify strengths and weaknesses, and they're currently trying to shore things up in the portal that Yancey just told you about with some added talent, most notably in the secondary. The golf team is ranked number one, men's golf team ranked number one in the nation as they approach the SEC tournament this week. Bad for three games last week, the Rebel bats just did not have it, scoring only 3 runs against Little Rock and then 2 runs and 4 runs against South Carolina in the first 2 games is not good. It seems discussions about this Rebel team has always gone toward the pitching staff, but losing 3-2 in the first game of the USC series, which was the same score the Rebels lost to UT the week before in their opener, doesn't seem to be a pitching problem. We got to get stronger at the plate in these series openers.
I agree. Let me give you 644-4297 or riverlandroofing.com.
Hotty toddy.
Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2, your second line simplified.